Today is May 17th, 2020. Just wanted to say, last year during the CCFM conference, Christian Covenant Fellowship of Ministries, we were introduced to a group of people, actually three at the time, Dr. China Bethley, Ms. Sharita Small, and Elder Cornell Archie. All three of them are part of IML, the Master Academy, which is led by our CEO, Christopher Terry. And they begin telling us about learning how to trade, learning how to turn our cell phones into ATMs, and learning to trade with Forex by using our phone. And when Dr. China presented it, she said, you know, you think about it, we're on our phones most of the time throughout the day, checking emails, phone, making phone calls, receiving messages, sending text messages, as well as being on our social medias and things like that. We share pictures, we're live recordings, various things. And one of the things she said is that if we're not making money using our phones, and we're not using this technology as tools to enhance our lives, then we're wasting our lives just strolling, looking at someone's timeline. And so I thought about it. I was like, wow. So it intrigued me. And I was like, man. I was able to go and I wanted to be a part of it. I kept going back to the table for information. And I was like, you know, I need to be a part of this because I want to be able to take, and I have already started taking my life and my financial status out of other people's hands. You know, when we're employees, we're waiting to be paid. We have to go in and exchange our time for money. We have to go work a certain amount of hours. If you work a certain amount of hours, you should get paid by this hour. They tell us if we go to school and we go to college and various things like that. Well, I have 4 degrees, a bachelor's of arts in general education with the arts and humanities, bachelor of arts from Francis Marion University. I have 2 masters from Webster University, human resources development and information technology management. And then I have a doctorate degree from University of Southampton, philosophy of management. And so with all these degrees, you know, we were told that if you get these degrees, you will be a great target. You will be a great asset to your building a great career for yourself. You could make more money, various things like that. Well, be it far from the truth, that's far from the truth from my actual experience. So getting all these degrees, also with my 8-year contracted time of completing the military, your U.S. Army, National Guard, and U.S. Army Reserve. So, you know, doing all these things, I'm like, hey, if I got all this, I should be successful. I should be financially free. However, I have more debt and student loans than I actually make per year. And so going into last year, 2019, during June, hearing this, I was like, you know what? I want to be able to set myself up, and not only just for me, but I think about for my family. My mom had passed away. My sisters, I have sisters who have passed away. And so my thing is, you know what? I want to be able to sustain myself, but not only for myself, but to be a blessing to my nieces and my nephews, and just build generational money. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that a good man leaveth an inheritance for his children's children. And at the moment, I'm not married and I don't have any children. And so I want to be a blessing to not only myself and the students at my school, but I want to be a blessing to my nieces and my nephews on my mom's side as well as on my father's side. And so, and just be able to be a blessing wherever I can in ministry. If I see someone who needs help, I want to be able to build buildings and be a blessing, sow into people's lives, thousands and millions if I need to. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to do this. And so that when I decided to make the decision that, you know, by August or September, I'm going to go ahead and invest $234. That's not bad. We can spend that eating. We can spend that buying a pair of shoes, anything that's designer or whatever. You can like and have what you have. But I'm like, I can go through that. If I go and get some supplies and various things for my classroom or for students or for being a blessing to others, I can easily spend that. So I said, I'm going to do that. Well, when I got to school this past year, starting the academic year, you know, I was told, and because I didn't finish my third year of initial teaching license, were about to expire on July 31st, and because of having a low income and low salary already, it was hard being able to just dish out money to keep taking the test that I was failing. And so the standardized test, the praxis testing for my teacher, certification. And so I began to think that, hey, yeah, I'm going to do this. But I was told, hey, you've been here a number of years. You were in this program. I finished all of my coursework for it, but I needed to do the test. And so since you're not in the test, we're going to have to rearrange. You're not going to be able to actually be teaching directly. We'll use you. You'll still be able to flow in school, and you still have a job and things like that. But you won't be teaching fifth grade. So I'll say, okay, that's awesome. As long as I got a job, hey, to God be glory. Let's do it. And so a few weeks later, after that, after August had started and we started classes, I was told again, hey, well, we were talking to the personal accounting, we got to take away 10,000. It could be 10,000 plus or so. Okay. From off your salary. Whoa, that's big. That's major. And so, but I didn't panic because one of the things I told my director at the time was that, you know what? This is only a resource. God is my source and he's going to take care of me. So fast forward, I wasn't able to do that because having 10,000 plus a little more, almost 11,000 taken away from your salary. Now I got to think about, okay, rent, you know, all the utilities, stuff like that. So I didn't fear. I trusted God, and I'm not a like splurge or a spender or anything like that. So I said, you know, I'm going to trust God. Well, December came, and my one of my upline leaders and mentors for Forex trading in the IML Academy is Elder Coroner Archie from California. And he said, you know what, sis, how you doing? He would send me texts every now and then. You know, just let me know when you're ready. When you're ready, we'll go for it. And I told him, I said, you know what? Continue to pray for me. I believe God. And he said, sis, I believe God with you. And then the latter part of December came, and he said, you know what? I seen on the on Facebook that they were going to choose 100 people. Dr. China Bethley started. She and Tokyo, a lady named Tokyo, started Tokyo China Rich University. And they came together because they said, you know, we've been seeking God, praying for strategies, and we want to allow 100 people to come in to be like to have like a testing pilot for what is called Rich University. And we want you to come in. We want you to come in and see what it is. to learn how to trade. And so was able to come in, downloading the various apps that we needed. And nightly, Monday through Thursday, they would give us some trading ideas. And they would always tell us that, you know, past profits don't predict future, you know, results or future increases or things like that. So even if we made profits in the past, that doesn't mean that we're going to make these profits coming forth. And they always tell us we're not financial advisors. We're not telling you what to do. We're just giving you trade ideas because we've been trading for a number of years. We're not trying to lead you blind. We're not trying to mislead you or mishandle you. We just want you to come in. And I'm telling you, when I began from that first 2 weeks of the end of December or the first 2 weeks of January, when I came in, I said, you know what? I said, wow, this is awesome. Learn how to do it. Put trades in about a few minutes. And we got what is called different times. You know, they kept saying 300 pips. Ooh, you made it. These are points and percentages. These are determinations of if you get a certain amount and you are trading at a certain size, lot size, and varies based on what you can afford and your own money, you can receive profit. And so they were like, well, we hit TP, take profit. We got 300 pips. Ooh. And so everybody was celebrating the next day. And I was like, wow, you know, was able to grow. At the time, was able to grow my demo account and from 5,000. From there to now, it's up to 100-some thousand, you know, just gaining. And so the demo account. And so that's just, you know, that's just that. But I'm telling you, from March of this year, I decided, you know what? When my income tax came back, I decided, you know what? I'm going to take the enrollment fee of $235, and I'm going to invest in myself. And so from there up to now, I have been making profit, bringing in others, because I don't want to just do it myself. And this past Friday, I was able to receive my first residual income check given to me as a blessing for bringing others in. So every Friday from the IML Academy, I will be receiving residual income checks. As long as those who are under me continues to have their accounts active and various things like that. But believe me, when you begin investing in yourself, and this thing is life-changing, it's impacting. When you begin to invest in yourself and others begin to see that they have a growth mindset, that they can grow, man, there is no stopping. Because are we going to invest in ourselves, or are we going to keep wasting the resources? And so I just came on to tell you that making this decision is an awesome decision. It's really happening. And see, you know, we're not here to compare what we make. We're not here to give you an amount of money. And people say, well, is it profitable? Yes, it is. And it's no, really, like when you begin to learn and to train and various things like that, after a while, you'll get in the flow of it. And using your eyes, using your fingers, 2 minutes, a minute maybe at the most, entering trades. And then one of the main things is learning how to follow directions. If you can follow directions, you can do as we used to say back in kindergarten, learn how to follow the leader. You'll have no problem being able to flow and to grow. But I'm telling you, the IML Academy, learning about and being introduced to learning how to trade with Forex is a life-changing opportunity. So I don't want you to miss out. Ask me how. I will give you all the details. What I love about it is that our CEO, Christopher Terry, he tells us, he said, when we're on social media, we're not here to flash. Some people are like, well, why would y'all, you know, not tell more information? For one, your personal information, what you make, is your business. That's not to be flashed everywhere. It's just like it is if you are working, and you don't just automatically give your salary out to individuals. Your family and your friends, you know, close friends may know, but to give your detailed financial information to somebody, no, that's not something you just do. And so he told us not only that, but he just encouraged us and challenged us that we're not trying to gain people by promising them something. We, you know, we would rather under promise, you know, but over perform. We'd rather, you know, not talk about, well, you can make millions, you can be a billionaire in 2 weeks. That's not it. This is not a get rich quick program. This is a program to set your life to begin experiencing the blessing of God, the principle of blessing, learning how to live a quality lifestyle. We train together on Saturdays and Sundays when we're not in the markets trading. We're training, we're learning. We have great people like Dr. Jewel Tankard and Dr. Chyna Beffley and various leaders, Lawrence Young, various leaders, Ivan, who is teaching concerning cryptocurrency and bitcoins and things like that. It is amazing, and we get to learn and train and to hear these people speak from their hearts. They don't want to just keep this to themselves. And our leader and our CEO, Christopher Terry, doesn't want to just keep this to himself. He want to be able to get it out where the average person can learn how to make their lives better, can learn how to trade. You don't have to have a degree in business, finance, and you don't have to know about the stock market and various things like that, because we're not the stock market. We are Forex, which stands for foreign exchange. We're learning how to trade currencies with the world, not buying or investing in companies, because if companies crash, then everything you've invested into it could crash. But when you learn how to trade and learn how to exchange currencies, whether you're buying or selling, you can take profit. And so I'm just encouraged that, you know, we're not to gain people by showing cars and being flashy and, you know, showing Rolex watches and things like that. It's not about that. Our lifestyles are changing based on the things that we're able to do. And yes, we'll be able to bless ourselves and our families and friends and things like that, make our communities better. But the power of it is learning how to empower others. Jesus Christ, when he was on the earth, every miracle that he did was either empowering or dignifying others. That is the kingdom of God lifestyle. That is the kingdom of God principle. That is the kingdom of God way and intentions, to empower people, to dignify them, to bring them up to a quality of life. And so this is something that is a very, very awesome opportunity and blessing. I would not waste anyone's time concerning this, but I want to be a blessing to so many. Those who will hear, those who want to know, the answer is here. But it's about the decisions that we make. Will you make an investment for yourself, for your family, for your ministry, for your business, for your community, for your careers? Be a blessing to yourself. So be encouraged. Thank you for listening. This is the Encourager, D'Angelo, Encourager Podcast. See you very soon.